The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
Tom, we like to cover all the big stories that are happening. Of course, the clown story, the clown trend
don't
we discussed.
Talk, don't, I don't want
to the Trump story, we're going to get to that. But it's also good to touch in personally sometimes and just sort of check in with each other. And we all like to bring some personal things to the show. So I just wanted to ask you how your weekend was. Can we do that?
That sounds weird and I'm skeptical, but yeah.
Well, I just want to know, like, you know, how was your weekend? What did you get up to?
What is that? What is that?
What?
Well, I mean, I...
What? There's nothing...
Clean the house?
Okay.
What is this sound?
What sound?
What have you done here?
It's just a bit of backing music for your weekend.
Okay, sorry. Can you, yeah, I just want to talk about my weekend without the sound.
Sorry, okay. No, go on.
I did a bit of cleaning. We've got an ant problem at the moment.
An ant problem?
We've got an ant problem, yeah. There's a few bugs around the house and stuff. No, what are you doing with the sound?
Just ignore it. Just tell us about your weekend.
I went...
This is just a sad backing track.
I went to British India.
Okay. Okay, was it good?
At the SSNA club.
How was it?
Eh.
It was air, was it?
Well, don't say it like that. Like, I still had a good time.
Okay, so...
Austin from the US came around.
Oh, you had a friend over. How about Sunday?
Sunday, spent the day, I really cleaned the house, and my housemate Alex
cleaned the house.
He found some old vinyl players, so we got the vinyl out and had a bit of a play.
It sounds kind of sad.
It wasn't. It just wasn't, was it?
It wasn't sad.
It wasn't sad at all.
But the music...
God.
Kind of, so I don't know why that music was sad. I just wanted to get some background music for your weekend. Tom, I wasted 20 minutes of my life yesterday doing a domestic task that I think is just a waste of absolute time. And I want to ask an expert in this field, and that's you.
Well, I am the domestic goddess.
You love all things domestic.
I am the domestic goddess Bainbridge.
You love neatness. You love cleaning up. You love scents, fragrances.
Oh, absolutely.
Decor. So I was with my girlfriend at her grandparents' house.
Decor, both the actual decor of the room and also that decor Tupperware.
You love both.
So that I can store my food and keep it fresh.
Well, here's the task. I'll get straight to it, Tom. The job I was given was to iron a queen-size bedsheet.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Sarah goes, now, I know it's silly, but this is important to my grandma that all the bed sheets, this was a spare sheet, by the way, to go into the cupboard.
Yeah.
I had to iron a queen-size bed sheet. They're big. And if you're told to do a good job of it, it takes about 14 sections of the ironing board to get the whole thing done. Yeah. And I was like, I cannot believe it is 20 minutes into this and I'm starting to fold it now. And even the folding's taken me a while.
Did you ever do the... Did your mum ever iron the sheets?
No way. Yeah, my mum is a lackadaisical, you know, vagabond. Hippie. Doesn't care. What is the deal? Is this outrageous or what?
This is a thing. This is definitely a thing.
Oh,
my mum used to iron the sheets.
What a waste of time.
Iron the flat sheets as well.
God.
Like the sheets for... And the fitted. The flat and the fitted.
Well, I was ironing a flat one.
Mate, yeah, no, it's definitely a thing.
Oh,
I'm not a fan, but
such a waste of time.
Waste of time, but it is beautiful to get into a nice crisp bed.
As if you're ever going, oh, the sheet's crinkled on my body. No one's doing that.
It does. It's nice, though. You know,
yeah, if it's a hotel and they've got some huge system that does it for you, like a machine that can fold it for you.
Yeah, true.
And iron it. Not when it's me wasting my day. Honestly, I thought to myself, I could write someone a personalized poem in this time and literally just make their day, you know, with that time.
Yeah, but you already made someone's day.
I didn't make anyone's day.
You made Sarah's grandma's day, Ollie.
Do you think?
Yes.
So she's going to find that, you know, in a pile of four other ones in about a week's time and not care.
Ollie, quick story from the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Let me just get your weekend theme music up.
No.
Go on, tell us a story.
No, we don't need to do that. No, get rid of it.
On the weekend, I went and saw my friends.
No,
it was really good time.
Stop it. Thank you. No, Ollie, I was peer pressured by my mates on the weekend, but I held strong and I came out okay.
You were peer pressured. This is classic Tom.
Here's the situation. I was at British India at the SSNA Club on Friday night. They played. It was all right. Whatever. But I sat at the back of the room. Don't play the music again.
Tried to play it again. Why didn't it work?
So I was sitting up the back of the room. That's a different reason why I was sitting up the back. But on the table where we were sitting was somebody's cold chips that they'd left. So they'd obviously ordered a bowl of chips, walked away, and left them there. So as we were sitting there with my mates,
Tom,
I did that. No, shut up. I offered them around going, oh, anybody want some chips?
Yeah, good gag.
Until my mate Alex piped up and goes, hey, mate, why don't you eat a chip? And I'm like, I'm not going to eat a chip.
Yeah, good gag, Alex. Tom just did that gag.
I don't want to eat a chip. And he's like, well, here's a $5 note for you. Why don't you eat a chip for $5? Okay, now this is where it starts to get serious. Because I'm not here to be bored, Ollie. I'm not here for people's... I don't get paid to entertain people.
$5 isn't much either.
You know, I get paid... Okay, I get paid to entertain people.
Yeah, you do.
But not to eat chips.
You're on holiday. It's the weekend.
It's not like... Exactly. I'm not working.
You're not working.
I'm not working. I don't get paid to just ridicule myself.
I mean, on the weekends, you're not funny. That's the reality of it.
So, I didn't eat the chip. Another $5 goes down and goes, look, mate, I'll offer you $10 to eat a chip. Oh. No, Alex, I'm not going to eat the chip for $10. What stupid mind games are you playing?
Easy cash, though. $10 to eat a chip.
It got all the way up to $30 to eat a cold chip.
Who's paying for this?
Alex, out of his own pocket. He said it was entertaining.
Tell me you ate the chip and the money.
I did not eat the chip. I'm not here to be bought, Ollie.
Mate, it's a free
and
$30.
I would have eaten the chip. I would have eaten the chip without the money. It's not the point. The point is, why are you buying me to eat the chip?
Why would you have eaten the chip without the money? That's just dumb.
Well, because
it's a cold chip.
No, because I don't want to be bought. That's the reason. That's the whole thing. I'm not eating the chip. I'm right. I won, Ollie. I won.
No.
I won in this situation.
You lost $30 and you didn't eat a cold chip. You could have had a free $30.
Alex
would have been there going, oh, he actually ate it. Now I've got to pay the cash. How annoying.
No.
Unless Alex is a millionaire.
No, he was like, I'm really willing to offer you $30 to eat a cold chip.
You should have eaten the chip and got the money.
No, I stayed strong. I won. 13, 12, 16. Who won in this situation? Did I win by not eating the cold chip? By not falling to peer pressure?
No, you lost because you didn't get $30 for free for eating one chip.
13, 12, 16. Should I have eaten the chip? Because I think I won. I think I won in this situation.
Oh, mate, free money.
Nah, I won. Definitely. 13, 12, 16. On Friday night, I was at British India at the SSNA Club, and me and my mates had a bowl of cold chips on the table, Ollie.
Oh, why'd you order a bowl of cold chips?
No, I didn't order it. It was sitting there from the people before me. My mate Alex decided to put $30 on the table if I eat a cold chip. And for my own personal reasons, I'm not here to be paid to entertain. So I didn't eat the cold chip. I did not eat a cold chip for
$30. It makes sense to me because I know you well, and I know that you were too afraid of the judgment that you would get to take the cash.
I would have eaten a cold chip. It's just the fact that they had to put the money on the table.
Free your mind and get free cash. That's my opinion. $30 for eating a cold chip.
It was like 40 minutes down the track, though, and I was like, I can't give in now.
Yeah,
13,
so you 12, dug in.
16. Bryce the Bricky, mate. You're calling a bit later. This is great.
Yeah, it's a bit wet for me today.
Yeah, right. A bit of a later morning. Well, Bryce the Bricky, should I have eaten the chip?
Oh, you should have.
Yeah,
you should have sold out.
It's $30, isn't it?
No, but here's the thing, Bryce. You're like every other bloke that was sitting at the table going, oh, yeah, we just want to see Tom eat a chip.
Oh, if I was in your position, I would have sold out at $5. You've done well.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bryce. It's just cold, hard cash for a cold, hard chip.
13, 12, 16, morning, who's this?
Hi, Steph.
Hey, Steph. Do you think I should have eaten the chip?
Yeah. Should have eaten the chip.
But does Tom deserve any sort of pride in himself for holding out, do you think, or is it just dumb?
No, look, I think he did well to hold out.
Thank you.
I don't think he should have. I think it was a pretty stupid move.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you could have done your mate over, Alex. He would have lost $30.
That's true. 13, 12, 16, morning, who's this?
Hello.
What's your name?
How you going?
Ah, it's Mark. Hi, Mark.
Kara Courier.
Yeah, I reckon... You should have said double your money and I'll do it.
So he went up from $5 though, all the way up to $30.
Yeah, Tom, if he said $60, would you have done it?
I was waiting for more cash. At the $30 limit, I'm like, if he puts any more out, yeah, I'm definitely going for it. So, yeah. Mark, you think I'm stupid? You think I should have taken the cash?
Yeah, you should have done it. Like, for three drinks for the night.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
You could have bought a whole round of drinks.
That is true.
For yourself.
That is true. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mark. Well, someone who was there on the night is Austin, my mate from America. Good morning, Austin.
Morning, Tom.
Austin, how are you, mate? Hey, everyone has said that Tom's dumb for not taking the chip and taking the money. What can you clarify? You were there.
What went down?
Well, it was a progression of things of sorts. It was first $5 on, and I didn't even see Alex put the $5 down.
Okay.
Or was it $10? I don't know.
A small amount.
Yeah. And, you know, as the night progressed and more vodka sodas were ordered, the dollar amount continued to raise up. And I figured Tom was holding out so that he could just make enough for the next round of drinks. But
it was getting to that stage, though, Austin. If another $10 was placed on the table, I would have taken it.
Yeah, well,
do you think I won in this situation,
Austin,
though?
You were there. Give us a final sort of result here. Was Tom right?
It's tough to gauge. It's tough to gauge, really, because you've got to look at it from two different angles.
No. Yes or no, Austin. Did I win or did I lose?
I think you lost.
Yeah, you lost $30, mate.
Ollie, 13, 12, 16, can long-distance relationships work? I found myself in one after I went to New Zealand and met a guy called Tori. He's an arborist. He chops down trees. He's very sexy and he's a lumberjack and he's the best.
Okay, stop gushing. Well, this is a change for the show because I'm used to bagging you for being extremely single.
I know. Well, now no longer. We've spoken to each other every day. He's come over here and visited me. I visited him again. So we've done it three times now. We've done the visits. And we're planning another one in November.
Wow, really?
And then I'm planning on going to New Year's over there as well. So things are, you know, heating up.
That's a lot of time.
But I just want to know if it's all worth it, basically. Can long-distance relationships work? Am I going down the right path? So we've got some advice on 13, 12, 16. Natalie from Albury, your sister has been in a long-distance relationship.
Yes, she has.
So what happened?
Well, she went on a tour over on one of those Kentucky tours.
Oh, yeah, Kentucky.
Pretty loose.
Yes, and she met these big group of Americans, and her and her friend, they both hooked up with someone. Anyway, her friend one didn't last.
One of them was love, you reckon?
Oh, yeah, one of them didn't last, one did. Uh-huh. And my sister ended up, they started doing the, you know, American Australia.
Mm-hmm.
They did that for about 2 years, and then they got married, and she now lives over there, and she's an American and has a child with him.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
And they've been together for about 15 years.
15 years, right. Yep. So, and this all started just from doing the visits.
A two-week Kentucky tour, yep.
Wow. Okay, so this is good.
That's good news, Tom. How regularly were they visiting each other?
Well, you're only allowed to go over for 3 months. So she went over for 3 months, come home for six, went over for three, come home for six.
Right. So she did it pretty intensely then.
Oh, yeah. It lasted. Everyone said, no, it won't, but it did.
Oh, that warms the cockles of my heart.
They showed them, didn't they?
It warms the cockles of my heart, Ollie. We've got Josh from Wagga on 13, 12, 16. Josh, you got some advice for long-distance relationships?
Yes, I do. It doesn't matter where you get your appetite from, as long as you eat at home.
Okay. So break that down for us.
So it doesn't matter what you look at.
Yep.
Just as long as you don't play up. There you go. That's
right. So don't. You're saying don't cheat.
Don't cheat.
Don't cheat.
But you're allowed to cheat with your eyes. Is what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, you're allowed to look at things. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're allowed to. Eat it up with your eyes. Okay.
Josh, I'm going to throw a spanner in the works. What if we've come up with an agreement that we're allowed to eat at other restaurants?
Other homes?
I'll leave that up to you, boys.
Okay. Thanks, Josh. Great advice there. I'm hoping that this is going to be a serious one, Ollie. Wow. I'm thinking now from that story from Natalie from Albury. Yeah. I think I'm going to give this a red hot go.
Oh, okay. Okay, I feel like you were going to do it anyway, but...
No, it was simply from Natalie's story, Ollie.
There
Jeez.
You go. Well,
we need to get into Fountain of Ideas.
Ollie's Fountain of Ideas.
Oh, God.
Tom, that's my job, mate, to announce my own segment. It's time for Fountain of Ideas. Yes, that is the Fountain of Ideas right there.
It's the segment because you felt threatened by the amount of good ideas that I had in Ideas Bonanza on Thursday that you decided to get a muck in.
That's not true.
Your own.
No, Tom, I had my own segment, Fountain of Ideas, where I bring my own stellar ideas that, by the way, are definitely better than your ideas. you know, just an answer.
Where's your quantifying evidence for that? I mean, more of my ideas from Ideas Bonanza have made it as stalwarts of the show. Don't call.
Don't call. We haven't.
Selfish or story.
That's the only
truck
one.
Truck stop snap.
We've dumped all those.
What did you want to Google, but you didn't feel like Googling it, so you could just call us instead? These are all great ideas that made it to the board.
Tom,
it's
not a competition, mate.
It is.
It's not a competition.
You started it as a competition.
No, it's not about that.
When you decided to rival me.
Look, your segment and my segment are very different. And as you'll learn, well, I mean, as you'll see, my segment this week's taken a bit of a different tact because I know when it's time to go hard and when it's time to rest and recuperate. If you could just replay the opener, you played the wrong one because I've made a special opener for this week, which is, I guess it speaks for itself. Take a listen.
Ollie's Fountain of Ideas.
Oh, God. What is this?
Thanks for calling Fountain of Ideas, the home of such segments as I Love You, Tube. Tom's Crazy Costume Day. Ollie reads out song lyrics.
Yeah,
Fountain of Ideas is currently on annual leave, taking a well-earned break. It's not easy churning out brilliant idea after brilliant idea. Fountain of Ideas will return next week. Refreshed, but ultimately unchanged. Have a nice day.
Was I supposed to leave a message there? What was that?
You can if you want.
What was that? I would have set that
phone,
up as...
It's an automatic phone message.
Yeah, but when did you say that we were going to call Fountain of Ideas?
Well, we are calling it in the sense that we're doing the segment, but it's not there.
Hang on, but why is it a phone noise? Why wouldn't you just play that as like it's real? Like, why would you play it through a phone? I don't get it.
What? Why would I just tell you in person?
Yeah, well, no, well, all the jazzy sounds and stuff were great. I mean, yeah. I felt entertained by that.
They were great.
But they were lessened by the fact that it sounded like it was coming through a phone. Because I didn't know why we were calling a phone.
I don't know. I didn't make it. I didn't make the sound. I just said, hey.
See, if I was going to do that, I'd say, why don't we call the Fountain of Ideas and see what ideas are happening this week.
Oh,
and then
God.
It would have been like, we call the phone and then Fountain of Ideas is on break. It would have been way better.
Unnecessary faff. You can do it in your segment, because in your segment, you'll steal my ideas anyway.
No, I won't.
So Thursday, look forward to Tom's ideas segment being on annual leave.
At least it'll be set up better. Ollie, on Friday, we had a great game called Beep Beep for Bieber. Right now, I've got a brand new Bieber game for you because it's all about Bieber and giving away tickets, isn't it?
Certainly is our purpose to get you there for free.
That would have been a perfect time to play this.
How you guys feeling?
Ahead of Justin Bieber's Purpose World Tour, we're making it our purpose to give you more Bieber.
That's what I'm saying.
Keep listening to get fast-track access to win your way in.
We're doing this.
For everything Justin Bieber, there's only one station with purpose.
And this is the station, Star FM. You head to starfm.com.au to win your way there. There's no standby lists, nothing like that. You just apply and Joey Groff could be calling you back and giving you tickets to this huge, huge tour.
We're doing this.
We're doing this, man. We're doing this. Well, right now, Ollie, we're doing this. It's a new game I've come up with. It's called Say Sorry for Bieber. So how does it work? How does it work, I hear you ask?
How does it work?
It's simple. Yeah, thank you. It's simple. You give us a call on 13 12 16. All you do is say sorry. I then play this. And then you've got yourself tickets. If you head to starfm.com.au and register, and then Joey Groff calls you back and wins the tickets.
Right.
So yet again, I can't say that we have tickets here.
Well, it's just not an instant process, is it? It's call
no.
up, it's get involved, you go, then go to the website,
yeah.
apply, and you might get tickets.
And then you might get tickets.
Free tickets to Bieber in March.
But it doesn't matter about the tickets. It's playing the game, Ollie. It's playing sorry for Bieber. Now, how many people can we get on the phones now on 13, 12, 16 to say sorry for Bieber, to give them a shot at winning these tickets?
Well, we've got four phone lines, so can we get four people plus even more if we go fast?
I reckon if we cycle through people calling. So call now, 13, 12, 16. I have a countdown timer that we can play with, And what we want to do is play Sorry for Bieber. 13, 12, 16. I'm going to start the timer very soon. So if you want to get one step closer to winning these tickets, you have to call. We've got some people calling through early. Okay. I think it's time
let's get on the phone.
To put some time on the clock.
Let's just check in with them, see if we can play.
Okay. Good morning. Who's this?
It's the Mac Daddy.
Hey, Mac Daddy. you ready to play Say Sorry for Bieber?
It's not too late to say sorry. I'm ready.
Yeah, okay sweet. Let's do it.
Go for it.
Go, Smack Daddy. Say it. Say sorry.
Sorry.
Sure, I'll take that. 13, 12, 16. Say sorry. Say sorry for Bieber.
Sorry for Bieber.
Yes, yeah, it's well perfect. Done. You just head to starfm.com.au, win tickets. Morning, who's this? Yep, you've said sorry. I think so. Star FM, good morning. Who's this?
Hannah.
Hey, do you want to say sorry for Bieber?
Yes.
Say sorry.
Sorry.
Yep, sweet. 13, 12, 16.
Is it too late to ring up for the Bieber tickets yet?
It's too late to say sorry.
You can say sorry anyway, though.
Yeah, sorry.
But what's your name? Sorry?
Kyle, mate.
Kyle, the great thing is, it is too late to say sorry, but it's not too late to head to 1049starfm.com.au.
That's right, which is what all our players today need to do.
Okay, mate. Cheers.
Yeah, no worries.
So if you just called up to say sorry for Bieber, you haven't won tickets.
But well done.
But you could win tickets. All you do is head to starfm.com.au. It's as simple as that.
Do you feel like a bad guy, Tom?
Not at all. They said sorry for Bieber.
That's true.
Ollie's attempted a backflip after Mike Baird's done a bit of a backflip, Ollie.
Yeah, they're cool these days, backflips. Mike Baird's made them cool. He's backflipped on the Greyhound Racing ban. It's now not going ahead. They got a second chance, the industry does, so they're going to be trying to reform, I imagine. But right now, it's all about real backflips because, you know, if you can do one, we want to hear from you.
13, 12, 16, can you do a backflip? Ollie, yours did not.
Please tell me you filmed that because otherwise it's a waste of time.
Oh, I definitely filmed it. Yeah. We want to hear from real backflippers.
Yeah.
And Jeremy from the Bended Elbow is on the phone on 13, 12, 16. Jeremy, can you do a backflip?
G'day, how are you? Yes, I can do a backflip just as good as Mike Baird.
that's a pretty good backflip then.
Yeah, this is a backflip.
That's a full 360.
This is the one where I should have printed a shirt out. That's not how you do a backflip, kid, on the trampoline. I'll show you how.
Ah, so you're showing the kids up, were you?
I was showing the kids up. It's Christmas time. I said, look, this is how you do a backflip on a trampoline. A
couple of sherries in hand?
Well, yeah, a couple of frothies. And got onto the trampoline, and I've done a perfect layout backflip. Problem is the trampoline was too small. So both shins have hit the crossbar.
Oh.
Yeah, that was incredibly painful. But let's not stop there. Yeah, the backflip continues with the trampoline now coming forth at 100 mile an hour and smacking me in the forehead.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So the children are rolling around with glee at this stage, as are all the politicians with Mike Baird.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I've got this carpet burn across the forehead, which was the trampoline.
Oh, God. That is a double whammy injury.
Just the stamp of someone who was too idiotic on Christmas Day.
Yeah, well, that's the shirt they gave me.
Jeremy, what hurt more, the physical injuries or your pride with the kids watching you?
The pride.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Pride always hurts more.
Yeah, I walked off, you know, hobbled off into the back shed.
to the man's shed to hide.
Right now, Ollie, have you heard the news about the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 phone?
Oh, you got some tech news, do you?
I wouldn't call it tech. I just would call it news.
Do you want your tech news opener?
No, I don't want that, Ollie. Oh. I don't want the tech boys thing to go off, okay? Samsung has permanently ended the production of the Galaxy Note 7. I mean, you would have obviously heard about this stuff with the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, the phablet.
Okay.
A phone and a tablet
so
together.
They've been
lighting on fire, Ollie.
Yes.
It's been setting themselves on fire, so they've halted the production altogether.
They've just cut the whole phone.
They're like, we are no longer going to be making any more Note 7s.
Is that like the iPhone 7 stopping being made?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, a whole phone just being stopped.
Jeez.
When I went to New Zealand recently, on the plane, the guy's like, if you have a Samsung Galaxy Note 7, you need to switch it off and do not charge it for the flight.
Oh, wow.
According to American, like, air law and stuff.
And keep a glass of water nearby, just in case you got to pour some fire on, some water on fire or something.
Sure. But it's pretty insane, isn't it, that this that it's now called...
I don't know. I've still heard that the Samsung Galaxy is a better phone than the iPhone, though. Like, yeah, despite the defaults.
Yeah, but it's not, is it? Like, it's... Oh, Despite the defaults of it self-combusting.
Yeah, despite that, it's still... I mean, the camera's better, is it not?
No, it's not. No, the iPhone 7 has the best camera in any smartphone available, so...
Is that a fact?
Well, that's what Apple says.
Where are you reading that?
Mac? On Apple's website.
Mac Rumors.
No, that is not macrumors.com. I read that on a report on Apple's website because it's got a 12.5 megapixel camera. And on the big one...
Tech boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for
you? Oh, God.
What happened?
Tech boy.
I knew this would happen.
Wow.
I should never bring tech news to this show.
No, it's important, but you just...
Just let me diss the Samsung Note 7, okay? Because it's catching on fire and they've stopped.
Tech boys, what you gonna do?
All right, we get it. You like iPhones more than Samsungs.
No, that's not the point here.
You've made
Samsung
your point.
Samsung stuffed up.
Stop
and
disparaging Samsung because you're wedded to iPhones.
They're no longer creating Samsung Galaxy Note 7s. That's all the news I have.
Tech boys, shut up.
I'm turning it off. Stop it.
Oh, God.
This is the station with purpose.
I used to love my favorite part, and that was we're doing this. But now my new favorite part is what did he say before that? This is it.
Think about it before you speak.
Yeah,
mate.
But I forgot it because I had to say so many things before that.
Think about
There's
it.
There's a great new bit that I just love in that. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Cool story. Right now, 13, 12, 16. Give us a call if you want to play the Bieber game. It's called Beaver or Bieber. We've been playing a few Beaver games recently. Not necessarily to win tickets. This won't give you tickets. You can head to starfm.com.au to win them, but Amelia from Albury on 13, 12, 16. Good morning, Amelia.
Morning.
You want to play Beaver or Bieber?
Yes, I sure do.
How do you reckon this works, Amelia?
I'm guessing that you say Beaver or Bieber, and I have to guess.
You'd think
one.
That, wouldn't you? But no, yeah. This isn't it, Amelia. Stay on the line. We'll grab another player and we'll play in just a tick. Good morning. Who's this?
Yes, I told
you. Yeah, you're right. Live on the radio and you're playing the radio back to us. All right, you're
Tom,
out.
That's how it works. What she said then.
No, no, it's not. Right now, I play a sound. You have to guess whether it's Beaver or Bieber. Amelia, turn the radio down in the background for me. This is a shemozzle,
turn that
Amelia.
Down.
Say, Amelia, I'm going to play a sound for you. You have to guess whether it's a beaver or a Bieber.
Okay.
Here we go. Sound number one. Holy, get off the thing.
Sorry.
Is that a beaver or a Bieber?
Bieber.
No.
What did you say?
Did you say beaver or Bieber?
Bieber.
You said it was Bieber.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't Bieber. Play it again.
That wasn't
it
a...
It does sound like Bieber.
Does it?
But it's a beaver.
All right. Sound number two.
Similar.
Beaver or Bieber?
Bieber.
Amelia, you're a big fan of Bieber, but you seem to think he sounds like an animal.
I don't know what a beaver sounds like.
Well, you do, because you keep hearing one.
They are an American animal. All right, sound number three.
Bieber.
Yeah.
No, that was a very talented Bieber.
All right, our last chance at securing absolutely no prize at all. It's this sound.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
The Beaver or Bieber? Beaver is correct.
No, she said Beaver, Tom.
What?
You said Bieber, didn't you?
Yeah.
This is difficult for everyone, even us.
Amelia, head to starfm.com.au. We want you to win those Bieber tickets, mate.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Amelia. Have a good day at school, and you can now be the proud owner of knowing that you can't guess between and...
That was weird.
Was it tough?
Maybe she couldn't hear very well. It sounded easy for us, though.
13, 12, 16. Do you have an event on the 28th of November? I know that's a bit of a weird question. It seems like a while away. But Hamish and Andy will be driving through the border at that time on their way to Byron Bay, touring their band, Cool Boys and the Frontman. This is what they sound like. That's supposed to be woeful. Uptown funk.
Woeful. I mean, I know they're great radio stars, but that is woeful. And I have played some music in my time, and I'm not that bad. I can say that.
Whoa.
So if they're listening, no, they're not listening.
13, 12, 16.
So they want events, Tom. They want basically, yeah. They want stop-off events because it's a tour. So from Melbourne to Byron Bay, obviously there's a number of towns between Monday and Friday they can go to.
Yeah.
And it would make sense in your mind, you were saying that Albury and the border area it would be a first stop-off point.
Well, I think so. I mean, we're on the Hume. That's easy. That's on the way to Byron. Mm. Yeah. It's three and a half hours from Melbourne. I know the boys don't like to travel. Nah, I don't know that. they do love to travel. They do
a gap year. So they're asking for events, basically.
And we've got a radio session here for them to broadcast.
We're doing their bidding now, basically, and asking for events for them, which is fine.
To try and get them to the border. 13, 12, 16, morning, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah. What's your name?
Sam.
Hey, Sam, do you mind just turning down the radio in the background? But, buddy, do you have an event happening on the 28th of November that you reckon Hamish and Andy could play at?
Catholic College is on, just having their Year 10 formal.
Oh. A Year 10 formal?
Yeah.
On Monday the 28th of November?
On Monday the 28th of November.
Oh, my God.
Mate, this could be right up their alley, I reckon. I reckon they'd be keen. Would your school be keen to have them?
I reckon so.
So it was Wodonga High, was it?
Catholic College in Wodonga.
All right, amazing. Sam, this is a bloody brilliant idea, mate. I reckon a school formal would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line, Sam. We'll grab your details. Imagine playing at a formal, Ollie.
Well, imagine being at a formal and having Hamish and Andy play at your formal. That's what's the most exciting part.
And the other exciting part is, of course, DJ Rave McManus will play a set there as well.
Will I?
You'll.
Am I going to weasel my way into Hamish
support,
and Andy's...
Do a support act, mate.
I could do the post-party.
No, do the preamble.
The preamble, why?
So then we can go...
DJs don't play before one rock song.
So then we can go on the tour bus and party with Hamish and Andy afterwards. You don't want to give them the time to escape, do you?
Tom's transitioned from getting you involved to getting himself involved in somehow.
Ideas Bonanza, the search for the greatest segment of all time. And this one's obviously a corker. It's a segment I like to call Road Rage. Oh, come on! Road. It's me saying road and then the chick from Rage saying rage.
Yeah, well, they're very tonally similar, so it really works well together.
13, 12, 16. What did you see on the road this morning that annoyed the hell out of you? I know that you love to have a whinge about driving. I know you love to have a whinge about people annoying you on the roads. So, therefore, give us a call on 13, 12, 16 and have that whinge.
And I will say, it's worth it just to pull over just for a minute.
Mm.
Just to have your say, have your whinge.
Have your little whinge.
Could be a good break if you're on the Hume.
You can describe the car that did it to you.
Ooh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's nothing illegal about that.
No.
A yellow car cut me off this morning. It's like, oh, well, all the people in yellow cars are D-heads.
Is that what you're going for?
I would love that. So 13, right. 12, 16.
Well, no one's called up, Tom.
No, that's not true. There's definitely someone here. 13, 12. I'm doing this. Don't worry, I'm doing this.
13, 12, 16.
Yep.
Who's this? Can't hear you.
Why can't you hear me? Hello? Hello? What the hell? Can you hear me? What?
Failed! You tried to save your own segment with a fake call and then you hung up on yourself? You suck. Yes, you suck and your segments suck and you're a terrible radio host.
FM. 21 past 7 on the board of Star FM with Tom and Ollie. 13, 12, 16.
Oh, no.
What did you see on the road that annoyed the hell out of you this morning for Ideas Bonanza?
Surely you're too embarrassed to even bring that back up after what just happened. You just tried to do a fake call and you didn't even manage it. It didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I tried to get under the desk.
So we're still doing this.
Well, we've got Lynn from Wamagama on 13, 12, 16. Lynn, have you had some road rage this morning?
Oh, well, road stupidity anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I just got my vehicle into cruise control.
Oh,
I'm heading to Holbrook, and we're at the base of a hill, and there's a truck decides to overtake another truck.
Oh,
going up a hill.
Hate that.
I mean, damn. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. So, like, 5 minutes later, they finally made the top of the hill and... did this dash in front of the other truck, and then I was able to get through.
Oh, it's painful. It's painful, isn't it?
Yeah. I hate that, Lynn.
How many times has it happened? You make it stop, you know? Make it stop.
You're sitting behind going, I think I can.
Yeah. Thank you, Lynn.
See ya. Come on, Ollie, start again.
We're lending our hearts and our ears to clowns who are innocent and friendly, and yet they find themselves in a tough situation amidst the creepy clown saga that has happened this last week. Ronald McDonald is the main one. He's the most prominent clown who's had to go into a bit of a resting period. He's laying low, Tom, because of all the bad press.
So 13, 12, 16, maybe you're a clown and you've had to lay low for a bit because of this horrible clown craze.
Yes. Now, it was a bit of a long shot, but we actually have found a clown from the border, and it seems he's laying low.
Jono, you're a clown that's laying low.
I am, fellas. Look, I wouldn't say as much as I'm lying low as the phone's not really ringing. The emails aren't coming in.
Oh, no.
So you're a nice clown rather than a mean clown. It's your business?
It is. I got into the business because I wanted to sort of share joy and, you know, make people laugh, but no one's laughing anymore. No one's laughing.
Yeah,
late,
that is sad, isn't it? Yeah.
When was the last gig that you did?
I'd say about 3 weeks ago.
Far out.
All this clown stuff was picking up.
Yeah.
In terms of the scary clowns, but about 3 weeks ago I had my last gig, and even that was just sat on my horn there.
Yeah.
That didn't go well, to be honest. Things wrapped up pretty early, and
Kids. What were your thoughts when you heard about this craze taking over of scaring people?
Look, I've been doing this, 15-odd years.
Wow.
And, look, it all begins, Stephen King ruined it a little bit.
With It.
Brought out It.
Yeah,
you know, It. You know the story, It.
It,
the creepy clowns.
Yeah,
and
I know,
of course, there's always a bit of a surge when the new Batman film comes out, or the Suicide Squad film
Joker.
Comes out.
Yeah.
Kind of. You know, creepy clowns. We're just lovely people, you know. We just want to bring joy and all this kind of, creepy clown stuff. It's no good.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Jono, and I hope things pick up for you.
Oh, I hope so too, mate. I hope so too.
Okay. We'll have to leave it there. Thanks, Jono. Jono there.
You wouldn't have thought that this, what is a silly gag would impact on the industry and the careers of nice entertainers.
So sad. We've entered the club this Friday. Well done. We've made it to Friday. DJ Konski's Wake Up, Shake Up. It's 11 past 8. Joel Creasy is arguably...
Ugly? What?
Arguably one of Australia's greatest comedians. He is on Win this Sunday night and next at 8:30 p.m. for the Montreal Comedy Festival Best Of. And we've got on the phone now. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Oh, we're going brilliant, mate. Now,
really good now because we're big fans of your work, Joel.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Keep going.
Now, Joel, obviously a lot of people would know you from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, but you're also a brilliant comedian.
Thank you. Well, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Some people on Twitter don't agree, but thank you for saying that.
Are you just like fully famous now?
Yeah, look, in my head, I have been since I was 2 years old. but you'd think so. But I did my clean up. This is so first world. My clean up the other day. Who's been coming to me for years? That's so disgusting. I really regret starting this story.
So you clean up? Yeah, great.
She did say to me the other day. She goes, "Who are you?" I'm like, "You realise, well, I'm Joel, and I've known you for years." And she goes, but what do you do?" And I said, "Well, I do comedy." And she goes, no, but how do you make money?" I was like, "Okay, mate, the bathrooms are dirty, so how about you get started in there?"
Ollie and I were thinking about doing comedy once, and then we're like, "Oh, there's no money in it."
Well, look,
unless you
not
get
much
fully
money.
Famous.
No, yeah. I mean, there's the money. Okay, so the money's in, the corporate work. You've got to go and do, these soulless gigs where you perform for companies and you, go and do 20 minutes of stand-up at their, corporate dinner. And and they can sometimes be great, but they can sometimes be the most painful gigs of your life.
Yeah, I feel like that would be harder to do corporate than to do normal comedy gigs.
Oh, totally.
Oh, way harder to do corporate, yeah.
And plus, it's hard to get money if you're not good, Tom, so that's probably why you didn't do it. Joel.
Yeah, that kind of works against you.
Last time I saw you, actually, was at the Pride game. You were hosting the Pride match, St Kilda v whoever it was. Who was it again?
I was Sydney, and it's so rare that I know more about football than someone or no one else, by the way.
Do you love getting behind that kind of thing? I mean, you're not a token gay guy, but you kind of do love to be that character, don't you?
I am captain of the gays and proud to be. It was fun to do, and I'd also never been on a football field like in the middle of an arena like that before, so it was very exciting. And you know, I love a big audience, so it was perfect for me. Frankly, I didn't realize I thought the football was a support act to me, and they were sort of just performing around my spots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
It's kind of like that.
I've been reading your Twitter, Joel, and it says on your Twitter recently that all the guys in your building, all the gays in your building, were having dinner without you.
This is so. I discovered recently, lived there for 7 years, by the way, and it's sort of like it's just all gays and international students.
Sure.
And,
is it somewhere in South Yarra or something?
It's actually in Docklands.
Oh,
in,
okay.
The soulless, bottomless pit of the city. It's a terrible place, but that's where I live, so it sort of suits me. And there's about four other gays in my building, and they every Wednesday they have dinners, and been doing it for years, and they never invited me.
You're kidding. Have
I
they
know,
invited
can you believe
you yet?
It? I'm going to start inviting the lesbians around to really take them on.
Well, you can come to our bachelorette dinners we have.
Yeah, they're really fun. Always a good time.
Well, Riley brings skinny cow dessert yogurt. Yep. So.
Or Joel, I mean, you can come to the gay dinners on the border up here, but it's just me and one other guy.
Oh happy to. Look, happy to, because I've slept with everyone in Melbourne. So.
Well, Tom's totally. Done the same here.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
All right, let's talk business. Montreal Comedy Festival, Joel, it's airing 8:30 tonight.
8:30 Sunday. And you can come around to mine tonight. I'll do it for you then as well, if you
perfect.
Like. 8:30 this Sunday and next Sunday. And it's really cool. It's, you know, and Montreal is a Super Bowl of comedy festivals, so it is just the best of the best.
Make sure you catch it. It's on Win at 8:30 this Sunday night and next Sunday. Joel Creasy, thank you so much for joining us. You're making us laugh, mate.
Oh, thank you very much.
13, 12, 16. What have you found in the waters of the border?
Yeah, I've been watching a show called... it's very dramatic music. River Monsters on ABC 2. Get Amongst It. It's actually on the same time as The Bachelorette, which is...
Oh, well, then
shame.
No way. I can't watch it. No
well, it's still a great show, though.
I do.
It follows an extreme angler who's in search of the dangerous freshwater fish that have a taste for human flesh. Really scary stuff. So we are asking if it is...
Have you seen a flesh-eating fish? No, is that what we're asking?
No, we're asking what have you found in the waters of the border. But we do have Dylan on 13, 12, 16. Dylan, what have you found in some area of water on the border?
In the river, I found a car.
Oh, a car?
A car. It was like a little Honda Civic-looking thing.
Was it meant to be there? Or?
I don't think so.
How'd you find it?
Just going on the boat, going for a fish, and there's a free car for us to grab.
Yeah, I caught a car. What a great day. Yeah. Probably can't drive it. It's probably pretty broken.
Probably pretty waterlogged.
Did you get it out?
Yeah, probably.
Did you pull it out, Dylan?
Yeah, it's probably got fish in there too.
Yeah, probably.
Just don't even listen to me, mate. It's fine.
It's funny though, guys, watching this.
It's not funny, Riley. After 8 o'clock.
No, wait, I'm
it was
not
horrible.
Finished.
That was so horrible.
River Monsters. No, back to River Monsters. My stepdad was telling me apparently in the 90s some divers went down into the Hume Dam to fix something and they saw these massive fish that were the size of a human body. They wouldn't go back down there unless they were in cages.
Wow.
Wow, you don't care.
That's pretty full on. That's the 90s for you.
That's that segment.
Nirvana, Oasis, and Giant Fish in the Weir.
You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM.
Check it out.
Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Star FM.